It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. And holy cow, it's the 4th of July weekend. It's here upon us. We're midsummer already. Barbecue Bob, I don't really know where the first half of the summer went, frankly, but here we are, man. So what's cooking?
Yeah, happy Independence Day weekend. We are celebrating this awesome country and those wise, wise old men long gone that just told the King of England to stuff it where the sun don't shine. You got to respect guys like that. And you know what they had, Jop? They had weapons.
Yeah.
And never lose your weapons. And we're going to be spending the day with our favorite weapons man, and that's Merle Shoemaker from Allen Bob Sports. So welcome to the show, Merle.
Glad to be here with you. Back again.
Yeah, I stopped in to see Merle this week, and you just go down there and you just learn. These guys are constantly, I'm just amazed, but I learned that there's a new cool thing out, and we're going to go over it in the next segment, but it's called an air gun. And Jop, this man right here, he brought one.
Yeah, is this like a squirrel hunter's gun?
This is a squirrel hunter's gun, an environment gun.
Well, let's just go into
special.
The segment.
Let's get into it. You can wait. It's not Christmas
and that's
day
the
yet.
Conversation we had.
Right.
And I've been hearing from guys in my office about, damn squirrels are eating my bird food. And I said, well, just get your shotgun. I live in a neighborhood. And it's like, oh, get a pump pellet gun.
Right.
And then I ran into Merle.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Before we get into that, let me do a big shout out to our friend Tim Sobey, who is always one of the most generous men I know. And I had to do a cook at my church last Sunday where we were doing some community festival just to celebrate COVID being released and people coming back to church as opposed to doing it virtually. And so when you do one of those, it's an open invitation to everybody, but you have no idea how many people are going to come, right? So they got one of these big 5-foot-long grills with like 6 or 7 burners across there.
Oh, the Costco grill.
Well, yeah, right. And, you know, so it's 5-foot-long, 2-foot-deep, and you turn all the burners on, and, man, that thing can put out some heat, right? But I had to cook 200 burgers and 200 dogs, and there was an hour window when people were going to eat.
Did you have a grill, bitch?
You're looking at him.
You were a one-man show?
I was a one-man show.
Oh, you got to change churches, dude.
Right, yeah. But, well, I had runners, and I was the only cook, though.
Okay.
But anyway, at the end of the day, we're set out up front because Sunday was one of those days it was sunny, maybe going to rain, sunny, maybe going to rain. I didn't want to grill in the rain. It never did, but I'm under the front porch of the church, smoking it up. It's all going inside because the wind's blowing about 45 miles an hour from the west.
Did you have your mask on?
No, but that's where I'm going. That's where I'm going is I had my sunglasses on, and the grill was hot, 200 fresh burgers. They weren't frozen. They were fresh from Sobey. He patted them up for me. And
with his own little patties.
Yes, but I look like mechanized now, man. He's got a machine now.
Yeah.
But anyway, I cook them all up, and I get done. And it's hard to breathe because I've been breathing smoke for an hour straight. But I go in to go to the restroom, and I take my glasses off, and my face is like 2 shades darker than where my glasses were.
From smoke?
And grease. I was just covered. I took them off. I look like a flipping raccoon, man. But anyway, so Sobey does all the dogs, the burgers, gave me a heck of a deal, wrote off a donation on part of the bill, just always being a champ.
Yeah.
And Sobey, they ranted and raved over the burgers. There was homemade dogs. I mean, it was just wonderful.
Well, hey, there's not a lot of bad burgers when they're fresh off the grill.
Right.
Even a burnt burger, if it's free, it's pretty good.
Free and fresh, just like you like them.
Yeah. Hey, so thanks for joining us. It is the smokiest show on the radio, and we're proving it every weekend. But you can find us at thegrillingguys.com, And it's an old website. We hear complaints about it, but it still works. It's got a ton of recipes. It's got photos. We promised to upgrade it. If we can just get a couple more sponsors, I think we could probably upgrade that site. But
priorities,
there's
right?
a set of head muffs, earmuffs on the top right side of the website. If you click on there, we'll send you to a way to send this show to your device, your phone, because we get thousands and thousands
of podcasts. Is that one of them there, podcasters?
We get thousands of podcasts. And you can also listen live right here. And I post that link usually about every weekend. In Grand Rapids, we're Sunday morning at 7, so you better make your coffee. Anyway, that's it's the smokiest show on the radio and at church, apparently.
Yeah.
So clean up your language. I have to go down to Detroit and say goodbye to my sister-in-law. Her name is Sharon. Maureen's brother Mark lost his wife. And, we're outlaws. When you have, there's 10 kids in that family, so all of us spouses are the outlaws, right? Always.
Right.
And the outlaws always kind of band together. That's a second sister-in-law I've lost. And another sweet one, another sweet blonde. This one has Yupa roots, and she's a little Scandinavian girl named Sharon.
Special to the Nurmico family.
We were very close to her, yeah.
Right.
And so that's always
sorry
sad.
To hear that, Bob.
So Mark's a lonely boy these days, and anyway. But who needs sprinklers this summer?
Well, you did until about a week ago, and then the deluge hit, and now you need a boat.
Okay, so Sunday, I was home alone. My wife was up north with her girlfriends. Imagine that. And I think it was about 5 o'clock or so. I was out on the front porch. My neighbor just texted me and said, come on over and have some brisket, because I gave him a half a brisket. And I said, no, I just ate. I'm fine. I just sat down because it was so bleeding hot. I sat down, got my book out, and I popped a fresh beer that I picked up at Showboat Spirits.
Yep, and I know you like that place.
And it was beautiful. It's I'll bring you a can of it because I wanted to plug it. It's a really cool beer from Connecticut. Anyway, I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden it gets windy. And this is like 4 or 5 o'clock. And it's like, holy cow, it's really windy. And then it's like I'm seeing branches and stuff going by. And I'm like, oh, grab your stuff. So I went in the house, and I kind of set my stuff inside, and I opened the door, and I'm looking out. And the wind is shifting directions. And I'm a weather freak. When tornadoes come, I used to get on the roof and my wife would freak out. But I love watching the weather. And I saw the trees kind of laying down. Then they change directions. And then they're laying down the other direction. I go, we got rotation above us. Sure enough, the tornado touchdown hit the street. It missed me, but I knew it was up there. And the weather service confirmed it the next day. But so then...
Were you on the roof?
No. Then a freaking power went out, and I'm texting my neighbor going, hey, is your power out? And he's like, yep. And we met and went down the driveway. Well, a big tree went down the driveway again.
Yeah. Well, that's only because you got about 1,000 on each side of your driveway.
Yeah.
It's a half a mile long.
Yeah. And so fortunately, Consumers Power, God bless them, they were there by 7 or 8 o'clock. He and I were cutting trees, and we helped them out. And
made some more firewood.
Oh, my gosh. Please, somebody come take some firewood.
Yeah, right. But everybody was safe. Nobody got hurt. That's all that matters.
That I know of.
The rest of that stuff is
But it was just crazy
good.
To stand there and watch my woods just going nuts. And then an hour later, I hear chop, chop, chop. I think he's out there chopping because I said, there's some hangers out here. We got to get them. Well, sure enough, there was a hanger, and it fell right in front of me. I'm watching. I thought he was chopping it. It was the tree. Crack, crack, crack. It's really quiet in the woods.
Yeah, yeah. Especially after the storm's gone.
Yeah.
Right? It's usually calm before the storm, but there's generally one after as well.
Crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, coming up next, we're going to stop this little banter and bring about what the real show is all about is... Merle's going to talk about some guns, man. This is going to be fun. So
the gun show.
All right, stick with us. We'll shoot one right at you next.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Fen Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fenville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fen Valley Vineyards.
Well, God bless America and God bless the hunters of Michigan. This is Ted Nugent celebrating the Grillin' Guys radio show in the winter water wonderland with my fellow meat-loving Michiganiacs.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys, and it's the 4th of July weekend. If you don't ever grill any other time, this is the weekend you got to do it, or we're pulling the man card. Automatic. Get out. Enjoy the time. You got an extra day or two, depending on how hard you're working. And you know, fire up a grill, smoker, whatever. My texts have been blowing up with guys asking me for advice on a brisket, or I got this new piece of equipment or whatever. And you know what? I enjoy that because we're fortunate enough to know a little bit about a lot of things and not a lot about anything. So that's why we have pros that join us on the show. And speaking of which, Merle Shoemaker from Allen Bob Sports is here. What are we talking about, Merle?
We're going to talk about some new air guns that a lot of people don't know about.
You're right. I don't know anything about them. Tell me about it.
Get one of those babies out.
So this is a PCP, it's called. It's a pre-charged pneumatic. So instead of having a pellet gun that's got a piston in it that makes a lot of noise, you know, the old break barrel ones, you break them down and cock them and then shoot them and they make a lot of noise. They also break a lot of scopes and do other things that they're not
too many moving parts.
There's too many moving parts, so they're not real accurate all the time.
They break a lot
unless you're really
scopes.
Good. Yeah, because they have a reverse recoil.
Oh.
And scopes aren't made to be driven
forward
back the reverse way, basically. So they break a lot of scopes and
interesting.
The crosshairs won't adjust anymore. So they really do go through a lot of scopes.
There was a reason why you're missing all those squirrels, Bob.
Right.
I don't use one. And I use a sawed-off 12.
That's because you live in the woods. Yeah.
Yeah, so these pre-charged pneumatics, they you pump them up with a compressor, a high PSI compressor, or a scuba
tank. Like one
tank.
Plugged into the wall, or you got a handheld, or what do you do?
It's a special compressor that they'll do 4,500 PSI.
Okay. Inside the gun.
Right. Right. So,
well, and it's actually you sell the tanks.
Yeah, and we sell the tanks. It looks like a scuba tank.
Take home and charge.
Okay.
That you can use to charge your paintball gun, or you can use it to charge your PCP air rifle.
Okay.
And you can just charge your air rifle off of that tank. It depends on how big a one you have, but it's going to be, 10 times off of one tank.
So how many shots do you get up through the gun with one charge?
So they make these guns in quite a few different calibers. 177, 22, 25 caliber, 30 caliber, 35.
Or are they
45?
45? Holy cow.
Yes, they are.
You're obliterating
this squirrel. Guy has a little 22 pellet.
Most of them
like
are 22. So mm-hmm. 22, generally about 80 shots off of one fill.
Wow. Holy cow.
You gotta see him, dude.
This squirrel's in trouble.
You'll see one at the break. He'll get that out, but they have all kinds of them.
So what brought this on? I mean, this is kind of a new category in the gun lineup. What do you think is causing the popularity?
So this is something that has always been popular in Europe. Most of the PCP guns have been made in Europe.
I bet it's because they have such strict gun laws.
One of the reasons is these guns are very quiet. So all you're hearing is the air escaping, basically, when you shoot them. Where a regular piston-driven gun, you're hearing the crack of the piston. They're also, you don't have the piston that's moving the gun when it shoots. So you have really no movement. So they're so accurate.
Very little cleaning then, too.
Very little cleaning. And you can shoot them without any noise. So your neighbors don't hear Bob, you know, shooting them off his...
Shooting his short barrel 12-gauge off the
bird feeder. Well, that's the conversation we had. And I've been hearing the guys at work complaining about squirrels and their bird feeders.
Right.
And I told them how I do it. And they go, well, I live in a subdivision. It's like, oh, that must suck.
So
a pellet gun isn't always, you know, quite enough. So Merle started I told him about that. And he started telling me about what he does in his subdivision with his air gun.
So now I got a couple questions because I'm thinking about, I've got a 6-foot privacy fence on the back of my house, right? Goes into the neighbor's yard.
There's your next buyer, Merle.
Right. But my point is my dog is a squirrel hound, right? Yeah. She's out there chasing those damn things, and she's barking and yipping at them, and they run right across the top of the fence. She can't get at them. They taunt her, right? Sit there, flap their tail,
you could
do whatever.
Just, like, you could just wing them.
No, but my point was is that if I shoot like Bob, it might take me 2 or 3 squeezes of the trigger to hit them, right? And so where do the bullets go? How far do they go? How fast are they going? I mean, so let's do the 22 version.
So 22 version. First of all, you have a magazine, like a regular gun, a rotary magazine, so it's going to hold.
Kind of like a Ruger.
12 rounds to 15 rounds. It's got a bolt, like a regular gun.
Is it bolt action, or is it semi-automatic?
It's bolt action.
Okay.
So you pull it back. Clip rotates, puts one in, you push the bolt forward, and you're ready to go. So it's not like you got to recock it or anything like that. It's ready to go. They aren't a toy. So you're talking about you're shooting roughly about 800 to 900 feet per second with a 22 pellet.
That's zipping.
And there's a lot of good quality pellets made. So
You might not be able to shoot that in your backyard.
That's where I'm thinking.
Those houses are
close.
It
will definitely go through your fence.
Well, and it go through the squirrel.
Oh, for sure. I shoot raccoons with my 22 PCP, and
they don't go anywhere.
They don't go anywhere.
Right.
So
in the dumpster.
If you were really serious about taking raccoon hunting with it, anything coyotes. You'd probably want a 25 or a 30 caliber.
So coyotes, you're downrange usually with coyotes. You're not getting real close to them generally. I mean, so how far will one of these things shoot accurately?
The really good ones, so each shot has a certain amount of air pressure that pushes it out, okay? As you get lower on your tank, some guns have regulators in them that shoot the exact same pressure all the time. So that improves your accuracy.
It certainly
so there's
would.
A little bit of difference there.
But the caliber and the gun would determine how long it's going to go anyway.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, right. I'm sure it does because the heavier that bullet, the less it's going to do.
75 yards, short answer.
That's still a long
Randy,
range.
Randy, if you want to shoot coyotes, he's got some nice little ARs made by Great Lakes Armory.
223s. Yeah, right. Shoot flat for a half a mile, right? Yeah, wow. So that's cool. Well, I'm anxious to see one of these. I think we're going to take a look at that maybe in the next segment, right? And you can describe it to us.
Sure.
And show us what it'll be, because I think that would be a solution. I mean, I live in a neighborhood. If I miss 75 yards, I got clear shots that going that way, but not 750 yards, right? You got to know where it's going.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, but at 500 feet a second.
You'd be hitting cars on 28th Street.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Similar trajectory to a 22 long rifle cartridge, yeah. I would say.
Yeah.
They'll go quite a way.
Right, yeah.
Quite a ways.
Well, I'm out of the market in my backyard, but it might be fun to just have. You know, I got a whole safe full of guns that I don't shoot very often, but I like them. Yeah. You know, that kind of thing. All right, well, coming up next, Merle's going to bust that thing out. We're going to take a look at it. We got all kinds of things we're going to talk about according to this show plan, so it'll be good. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fenn Valley Vineyards. Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
I was wondering, before we get rolling here, if you'd do a couple of rejoins for us. Did you get that printout?
What are the gory details you want me to include?
Oh, just, you know, if you just say something like whatever you like to call yourself, if it's Uncle Ted, if it's Ted Nugent, it's all good, whatever.
Well, I usually call myself the Meat Master Mother. I'll alter that a little bit for the radio show.
That'd be good.
Yeah. No, that would be better, right, actually. Yeah.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Merle pulled out a gun during the break here, and I tell you what, this is unlike anything I've ever seen. And Merle, you know, tell us a little bit about this. It's all barrel in action with just a stock the same length as the barrel almost. But you do shoulder this, correct?
Yeah, you do shoulder it. This is a bullpup design. So, you know, the bullpups are rear loading.
Action.
You know, the rear action. It's that design. Not all of them. Some of them will look like your traditional deer rifle.
Okay.
You know, wood stock, walnut stock. This has a beautiful walnut stock, but it's a bullpup design.
And the bullpup, like for traditional arms, is really kind of designed to be an assault weapon, right?
Right, right.
I mean, it's short, good tactical gear.
Right.
This has that same appearance, and that's beautiful. It looks like a walnut.
Yeah, it's a Turkish walnut.
Turkish walnut.
And, you know, the bullpup design, this is the design that I use around the house. They're small, you know, don't take up a lot of room. They're easy to handle. It's a really, really neat design, I think, and I just like the shortness of it. You know, you're going to get a little bit longer distance with a longer barrel.
What's the length of this one?
They go by millimeters.
Okay.
So I believe this is
this looks like about 30 inches.
About 30
inches. I think it's a 600.
Yeah.
600, I believe.
Yeah. So this would be where if we were on video, you guys would be getting this. But basically, the stock is about 3 inches longer than the entire magazine and barrel put together. And instead of a magazine, there's an air chamber that the barrel sits on. And there's a little pressure gauge on that. Merle took the cap off the end of this thing, and you actually charge it with an air compressor. You set it at your home.
Right, right.
Right? You got to have pretty heavy PSI, though?
Yeah, you have to have a special air compressor. You're not going to do it with the air compressor that's sitting in your garage that you pump your tires up with.
Yeah, he said before is people bring their tanks down to Allen Bob's. They charge the tanks there.
Right. So, like you said, a little air tank.
Looks like a scuba tank.
But it's not CO2. It's just air.
It's just air.
Right?
Yeah. That's the beauty of it.
Right.
Yeah.
So, if you were really into this, you could get your own charging system. I'm assuming you'd probably sell them or whatever. But
yes.
This is And you said there was, would you say like 80 shots?
Yeah, you get, generally on a fill, you get 80 shots roughly with a 22 caliber. Now, you can pump these up with a hand pump, too. They make hand pumps to pump these up, but it is a lot of work.
Oh, man. Heck
it's,
yeah.
You know, you're pumping it like 200 times
right
to get, you know.
Good workout, though.
Well, you're talking about. You know what? If you get the toy, you got to get the accessories. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, you don't play golf without golf balls. You don't do this without a compressor,
so
right?
If you can imagine, this has 3,000 PSI in it right now.
Wow.
So you pump your bike tire up to 20
yeah,
PSI,
right? Yeah.
Right?
So 80 if it's
you
a
think,
racer.
Think about that, you know, how long that would take.
So yeah. You actually sell the compressors as well?
We do not sell the compressors.
Because that's got to be pretty pricey.
Yeah, the compressors are very pricey.
One you bought, especially.
For the most part, most people aren't going to want their own compressor
right
unless they really, really shoot a lot. So
like
they're going to want their own tank.
Those big tanks you sell.
Yes.
How many times will that tank charge that gun?
Roughly 10.
Okay. And that's a lot of shooting.
So 10 times 80, that's 800 yeah shots.
Right,
with
and
one tank full.
And now the barrels, are they interchangeable for different calibers, or do I buy one and am I done?
Okay, so you're getting into some different guns.
Okay.
So you have a price range. Most of these PCP guns are $300, and we sell them to $2,500.
Okay. Like anything else,
your
big boys 17, and their toys.
I take for a $1,700 to $1,500 gun. On up, you can get one that'll interchange your barrels.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. Sure.
So,
sure.
This one
is like $600, right?
Right.
So, it's going to come with this. What caliber is this one?
22.
Okay.
That's a 22 caliber.
Right. So, this 22 gun, then, for $600, you got a really cool varmint gun for your backyard.
Right.
That when you're going to get a pssst when you shoot, and that's about it, right?
That's about it. You'll feel no recoil. You know, you do feel a little bit of recoil when you shoot the larger calibers, but you'll feel no recoil with a 22. You know, so there's very little movement in these things. Very, very accurate.
So the reason that this conversation started the other day at Alan Bob's was it was all about the squirrels on the bird feeder.
Right.
And living in a neighborhood where you can't have a loud explosion like my sawed-off.
Right.
So this thing... Have you picked off a few squirrels off your bird feeder?
Squirrels and raccoons, yeah.
Raccoons are getting in the bird feeder.
Right. He lives in a better part of town. His food's better than mine.
They're from around the corner.
Right.
So I'm just thinking, when he told me this, I'm just thinking with the conversations we're having at work and these guys bitching about their bird feeders, I bet there's a lot of guys that don't know there's a nice, quiet air gun that they could get these predators off their bird food with. Because, I mean, we all want to feed the birds. We don't put it out there for the squirrels.
Right.
Squirrels, let's get this right. Squirrels are thieves, okay? If you sit in a tree stand and watch the squirrels, what do? They run up to the neighbor's squirrel nest, and they steal his nuts. While he's up there, that squirrel's in his nest stealing.
Right.
And they meet each other on the way. They just go back and forth all day.
They're thieves.
So this weighs 6-7 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is not a daisy. No, this is solid. This is really solidly built.
Yeah. And you know, yeah, they're not your toy Red Rider. For
right.
Sure. So,
and it's got a kind of a cantilevered scope mount on the top of this thing. So I would imagine you dial this thing in and
Picatinny rail design, just like an AR on that design. And some of them don't have that mount, but you know, your more traditional rifles that look like a hunting rifle will have a traditional scope.
So, Job, that's your next gun,
right, man? I'm liking this a lot. I'd like to. Too bad we're in the studio because it'd be fun to go to the range.
I think you could, and that one's reasonable, $599.
Right.
Get a tank, get all loaded up. I think actually in your backyard in that far corner, It'd be a nice little target shot.
Yeah, and if I'm a little high, it's just Pet Supply Plus over there, and you know what? I go over there and get some more squirrel food.
I would say if you're high, you shouldn't be handling a gun.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, I want to give a little plug to Sobey again because I picked up this Pigeon Hill Beach Please.
Right. It's all in how you say it. Brewed in beautiful Muskegon, Michigan.
Yeah.
Right, and we're looking at a refreshing summer ale. I don't think you want to take this on the beach because you might not be allowed to. But if you do, it's in a can, so that's all good because you don't have to worry about glass on the beach. The same way with the pool, right, Bob?
Nice looking can,
too. We take no glass around the pool or at the beach. So
Merle, if you can stick around a little bit, you know, it's just a great weekend. Are you heading up north?
I am.
Yeah.
Looks Where's like it's going to be a you? Nice weekend. Up by Luddington, between Baldwin and Luddington. Valhalla, yeah.
Valhalla.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just thinking, you know, it's a great time to start getting that freezer cleaned out a little bit, and there might be some wild game you want to take up north this weekend. And I want to talk about some of your favorite things to grill from the wildlife side, because I know you have a lot of wildlife. You definitely like venison, and we'll see what else is in your freezer.
Sure.
All right, coming up next, Merle's going to open the freezer, and we're going to cook a little bit. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. It's the 4th of July holiday edition of The Grillin' Guys. Time to do some cooking, man. We had a lot of fun talking about guns and things, but we got to eat. So if you've got some wild game in your freezer, this would be a great time to get it out. You know, you only got probably two more months, maybe three, before you're going to start filling it up again.
That's right. And this is kind of like living the Yankee life. When you think about our country and this big celebration, we're unique. I mean, these air guns came from Europe, but, you know, don't think they don't look across the pond with envy. Maybe not right now with Sleepy Joe in there, but, I mean, typically they're probably laughing their asses off. But typically they look across the pond and they're like, man, these guys have everything. They can buy guns. They can do yada, yada. Because I don't know how many countries in Europe they can even own. I know in England they're very strict with them.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going
to do. Canada, they've cracked down on them. So, I mean, we have all these rights and privileges, which results in this cornucopia of harvest we get, whitetail, rabbit, pheasant, fish, you know, salmon. In Michigan alone, we
ducks.
Get perch and ducks, yeah. Goodness sakes.
You're not allowed to shoot your duck when it's perched, though. Just saying.
Is that right?
That's right. They got to be moving. You don't shoot them while they're sitting.
Sitting duck.
That's right.
So I was just, you know, I'm heading up to real close to you. We're going to camp. I bought this outfitter tent. And my son, Alex, his girlfriend just got a job in Luddington. They're both chemical engineers, so there's factories that need those bright kids. And so she's up there, and we camp between Luddington and Manistee in the Manistee National Forest.
Beautiful area.
Yeah, we know all the trails over there by Lake Michigan. And I just picked up this really cool outfitter tent for deer camp. And my other big tent kind of crapped out, so I wanted to give it a test run out in the woods that I know and get my wife and him, and I've got a niece up there. I'm just going to get a big crowd out to our camping spot, and I'm going to bring up a bunch of meat. And I only have like...
And some tent poles.
Yeah, I only have a pack of ground venison left, two packs.
That's,
I don't have any wild
that's
game.
Two more than I have.
I don't have any wild game, but I got a whole bunch of beef.
Yeah. So, but if you have a rump roast, okay, because that's one of the last things that usually goes in my freezer from the from the venison if we didn't cut
that's
that.
That's what you end up with always?
Right, yeah, because right. It's like... Well, you know what that would it's be? It's right behind the neck roast, but I usually jerky that up, but the rump roast.
That'd be good for Coney sauce. Grind that up and make Coney sauce.
The rump roast would
yeah.
be? Yeah, well, if you happen to have a grinder at home, but who has a meat grinder?
Most hunters.
Yeah, right. But
well, otherwise, bring your Dutch oven up. You got one of those.
I do. So why? Why would I bring my Dutch oven up? Tell me how to do that.
Come on. You're going in the woods. You're building a fire.
Right.
You know.
So what am I going to do with that roast, though?
You're going to be down on the lake all day. Just build a nice fire and get up a good bed of coals and put your meat in that Dutch oven. Put some onions. I'm probably, since it's venison, I'm probably going to marinate it in a little oil before I even... leave for
like
my trip.
EVO oil?
Yeah, like a garlic EVO. And I might put a little red wine with it or some lemon. Probably a little red wine. You could always do the easy thing and do the cheesy, zesty Italian dressing.
Right. Well, yeah. Yeah.
It works.
Yeah.
Right. Throw some thyme
Italian
and bay leaves
beef.
In it.
Yeah. Yeah, so it'd be Italian venison.
Yeah, it would be.
Right. So, you know, I don't do a rump roast or any too much roast with my venison. I usually do chops and steaks and a lot of burger, and I attempt
chops
to make my own
so,
sausage.
But, I think chops are the best.
But if you did a rump roast, you know, a venison and did them slow cooked them, does that typically, will that fall apart like a...
If you cook it long enough.
Okay.
You probably want to throw some bacon over top of it because it's, you know, how lean it is.
Right.
You can put oil in it, but you really want something on top of it. And I just picked up a bunch of that thick-cut homemade bacon from Sobeys.
Right.
That would go perfectly over it.
So is it in the Dutch oven when and you just lay the bacon over top of it once
yep.
you put it in there?
Yep.
And that's just going to help hydrate it, and it'll create some flavor, right, yep. as the bacon renders in the...
Yep, because yeah. it's such a lean piece.
Right.
Yeah, but you don't have to do a whole down, lot. Man. Those are not as lean as... Venison's not as dry as people... think because very often they've experienced cooking a steak and
right.
they overdid it.
Right.
And that's a medium rare steak every time.
Yeah. Never more.
Definitely.
Never yeah, more.
Never more. You ruined it if you did that.
But with the roast, the shoulder, neck, whatever it is, yeah, you're going to cook the heck out of it.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to. Actually, a lot of guys will cook their roasts up to 135. They want them red in the middle. So...
But they aren't coming apart at that point.
Oh, heck no.
They're not going
to
be
tender. No, you're closer to 185 maybe when they're going to start breaking down.
No, but it's still a tasty, beautiful piece and a cut. But yeah, I don't do a lot of venison roast, to be honest with you.
So
I grind them up.
So Merle, what is your favorite game animal to munch on?
I like deer, the best.
Right.
That's generally I have the most of.
Your chops?
Of the venison family, whitetail.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you like
the
elk
tenderloins
better?
And the chops.
Don't you like elk better?
Elk is good, yeah. Yeah, but, you know, who has the chance to have
right.
elk?
Yeah,
the
not
right.
a lot.
And where we're blessed in West Michigan, where or anywhere you are in Michigan, that
right.
there's a lot of deer around.
Right.
Doesn't matter where you are, and you get an opportunity to.
So if you're doing venison on the open grill, that's where people screw up.
When you say open grill, you're saying a charcoal fire?
I do like tripods, you know, or like a deer camp. We have a grate that we put over the fire.
Well, let's step back from that a second because you really don't put it over the fire. You put it over the coals that the fire generated.
But that's
right.
Yeah.
You never want to. My point was I don't want to let anybody think
sure.
you want to be over the flames. You don't. You want to be over the embers that
right.
are there, not the
correct.
Flames.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm just saying when you cook over an open fire, do you have a preference or a practice you use that, do you marinate those steaks?
Generally, if I do a steak or chops over an open fire or on the grill, it's like some kind of a soy sauce.
So you're going to marinate it.
Marinate.
Some oil
right.
and something.
Yep.
Yep. Me too.
Yep, that works really good with ginger.
And Job's big on buying the ones from Lowry's. They make so many good ones.
They do.
I mean, you don't even have to think about it. You just go pick one off the shelf. And
yeah, there's like a dozen flavor profiles,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, right?
And we learned this a long time ago. And, you know, we wanted to be pure grillers, and we were going to make our own seasonings, and we were going to make our own marinades. Well, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But guess what? There are commercial operations out there that's their business. This is what they do. And they're really good.
And some of them are friends.
Right.
So you want to support your friends.
Right.
You know, you
yeah.
want to support them.
You know, so
I still
like,
buy Billy Bones. Billy's been long gone 5 years now. But And I know he sold the brand, but it's just near and dear to my heart. So when I do briskets or butts, I'm putting one of Billy's rubs on it just because I trust it, for one thing.
A couple weekends ago, Bob cooked, I think it was 18 butts. I took half, he took half, and we went our separate ways with graduation parties. But we went through two big containers of that during that cook. I know, because it's just good, right? Why mess around trying to create something that's already there?
Haven't you ever screwed up a blend?
Yeah, right. And too much salt.
You put
every time.
Salt in instead of sugar.
Right. Too much salt every stinking time.
The cake is not sweet at all.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway.
Yeah,
so,
well.
I think that this is something else you know a little bit about, Merle, and that's fishing. Yeah. Right, and Alan Bob's has a huge fishing department, as big as the gun department, and you got some specialists there. So coming up next, we're going to try to talk a little bit about maybe some salmon recipes, walleye recipes. Panfish are huge this time of year, and you know what? This is a great weekend to catch a few fish, bring them in, fillet them up, and eat them right there. It doesn't get any better than fresh fish. So you know what? Stick around. We're going to do a little fish fry. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance. While you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Now you're a man, a man, man, man. Now you're a man, a manny, manny, man, a man, man, man. You are now a man, you're a man. Now you're a man.
Today's man law is appropriate for a great holiday. When you hear the national anthem, stop. Take your hat off, stand proud, and sing loud and proud.
Absolutely.
I love that song. And here's a note. If you're a veteran or active duty military, you don't have to take your hat off. You can leave your cover on and salute. And I love watching guys do that because, I don't know, it's just it's free.
Yep, it's a symbol. Already, it's a symbol of freedom.
You already paid for it.
So, quick fire here. We got a minute or two left in the show. My particular freshwater fish favorite, perch, skillet, hot iron skillet with a little bit of olive oil in the bottom. Don't really ever use a flavor. And I just saute those buggers one a minute on each side, and they curl up a little bit, and salt, a little Lowry's salt and pepper. Unbelievable. If I could get a mess of perch, I'd go do it right now.
I'll take perch over almost everything. White fish will beat it.
Right. Well, that's mild. So we're both eating mild fish.
Yeah, but, you know, deer season, that's when the perch are really good.
Yeah.
So you said I don't like doing bluegill because I don't like scaling them. And you said what?
Use a tumble scaler. So the tumble scaler looks like Jop said, is a big dryer.
Drum.
Drum.
Yeah.
And it's operated by a motor. It'll do.
Oh, 20, you put them in there?
Inside.
Yeah, it'll do 25 bluegills in 5 minutes.
Right, and you run a little water over the bottom of it, and what it does is it tumbles them around and it knocks all the scales
and
off.
It rinses and the scales.
The water into a bucket. It's a nasty bucket when you're done.
Right.
I guarantee, but I've done that.
But the fish have no slime on them when you fillet them.
Right.
Which is nice.
And no scales.
And no scales.
Because they've all been knocked off.
That, do you can gut them first?
Nope. You throw them in their hole.
You really don't gut them first.
No, you throw them in their hole.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, it pictures a dryer drum.
So it doesn't
drum.
Knock the guts
no,
out of
but,
them.
No. But picture a dryer, because you're going to fillet them. You don't need to. But picture a dryer drum.
Yeah.
But what it's done is it's got holes punched through from the outside, so there's sharp little shards of metal inside. And as those fish hit it, it just knocks all the scales off them.
At Vicky's pasty shop in Saranac, he's got a potato peeler that sounds just like that.
Similar. Yeah.
And that was the greatest thing he ever found.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They
His
were
son
great.
Was happy.
Yes.
No kidding. No. And do you sell those?
We do not. Okay. No, but there's a company in Muskegon that you can buy them from. I think you can buy them online.
They make them?
Yeah, they sold the company years ago. But anyway, it's a $400 scaler. So, you know, a lot of people don't bluegill fish enough to warrant that type of thing. But
that would make me want a bluegill fish.
That is my favorite way to
eat
bluegills.
Because I love the meat, but I hate scaling fish.
And I like to keep the skin on bluegills, too.
Yes. Right, because it crisps up.
So now your skin's on.
Right, skin's on. You cook them that way. Bluegill, same way you cook perch.
Right.
So you pull them
on a cast iron skillet, that's the best way.
Rinse them off. Pull them out of the tumbler.
Got them.
Rinse them off.
Yep.
And, you don't even need to gut them, Bobby. Fillet fish without gutting a fish.
Yeah. Yeah, you just fillet them. No, you don't have to gut them.
Oh, well, but that's what I'm saying. Fillet it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So you fillet them off, and you got two fillets, and you're good to go.
I see. You're going to just clamp the tail down and just take the fillets, which isn't so easy on a bluegill.
Oh, man.
Is it?
Right behind the gill.
Yeah.
Down to the backbone. Go to the back. Flip them over. Same thing. Down to the backbone. Right behind the gill. Go to the back. You got to trim off the rib cage. I know a lot of guys that'll do it with an electric knife, and it cuts the rib cage right with the fillet.
Right.
And then they take a knife and go... And then take the rib cage
right out.
Yeah. And just if you got a lot of them, it's a lot quicker.
Well, you listen to the bluegill guys. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, right.
But Merle Shoemaker, Allen Bob Sports, 68th and US 131, Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's where sportsmen.
Serving sportsmen.
Serving sportsmen.
Behind the Marathon gas station.
Yes. Right. And
that sounds weird. That's not what they're doing back there.
Yeah, so a lot of people get confused when they come into our store. They know our store's back there.
He's got a lot of nice little cowgirls down there, too. Right. You guys also own Millbrook Tack, and you sell a couple $1 million worth of boots a year. You got fancy boots and fancy prancing girls around there. And if you're a sportsman, if you're a single sportsman, go in there and buy your sporting gear because the girls that work in that shop are just dolls.
Yes. All wonderful.
We have a great
staff. But anyway,
yes.
Merle, thanks for making time. Appreciate you sitting in. It was a lot of fun today. And I learned about an air gun that I probably am going to go get.
You're going to own one.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So you've been listening to Grilling Guys. Be safe out there. 10 fingers, 10 toes when you come away from the fireworks. We'll talk with you next week.
I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to roll.